I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Kevin Carr.
And this is It's Movie Time.
Yeah.
Anytime is a time for Michael Jackson. The new movie out is called Michael.
Yeah. It's very similar to the name of his father-in-law's movie.
Oh.
Elvis.
Lisa Marie, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, Kevin. That's so weird.
You don't think of that. You don't think,
I don't.
They never met.
So what's your overall impression, Michael?
It's a musical biopic.
Yeah.
It's got a beat and you can dance to it.
Yes.
It really comes across. It's energetic. It's well-directed. Antoine Fuqua directs it, which is a real diversion for him. Because he liked to Training Day. And yeah, he usually does these real gritty action movies. But this one's not that. But Fuqua is very good at constructing a movie that flows and has energy through it. So it doesn't bog down, which you can get.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that Bruce Springsteen Deliver Me From Nowhere.
That was a downer.
That was rough to get through at times, just because it was about depression
yes,
more than it was about music.
Exactly.
But this one, it has the energy, it has the excitement. I heard somebody say on social media that it is a magazine featured article made into a movie. Like one of those things that would have come out in Rolling Stone in 1984, making a movie based on the Michael Jackson profile that Rolling Stone did in 1984.
Well, don't you think it's even a movie about the biggest hits or something like that? I mean,
oh yeah, it plays the hits.
I know.
Like there's this whole bit where he's wanting to go solo from the Jackson 5. He had a bunch of solo albums before Off the Wall, but it was all done under the tutelage of his father. And so, and so you kind of have to simplify things because you basically have a scene that you can explain what's going on. And the music industry is much more complex than that.
The movie, I enjoyed the music and his dancing. And this Jafar Jackson is a pretty good imitation of his uncle.
Well, he's got the genetics for it, for sure.
Wow, he does,
he's good.
And I don't know what he's going to be like in future films, whether he has a future or not, I don't know.
Well, there's going to be another Michael Jackson film,
that's sure. That's right.
They even lead with, well, not lead, but they... They say that they're like, oh, this is just this section of his life. There's more to come. It goes through the Jackson 5 to the Bad Tour. There's a lot more of Michael Jackson after that.
Well, one of the criticisms of it, and one that I would have, is that there's, except for Dad, there's very little downtime for this. It's all hyper Michael. I think that he's a human being with faults, and I'd like to see some of those faults. I'm not sadistic. I just wanted to see them.
Well, you want something realistic.
Yeah, and we know that his life was just fraught with that. However, all you need is Dad for one bad life.
Coleman Domingo, by the way, is great in this movie. I wouldn't say it's an Oscar-winning performance.
No, but it's a bad boy
performance. But doggone if it's not fun to watch. He's very good. He is the Ike Turner of this movie, you know.
Joe Jackson and... As Mom says, he can't be stopped.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's what they basically said. Okay, this guy's the villain.
Yeah.
And so they construct the script that way, even though he doesn't have the sway in the mid-80s that he did when Michael Jackson was a child. But you're right. He's the villain, so he gets all the bad stuff to do. I agree with that. It needed to show him as a human. He's almost angelic at some points.
Yes, yeah.
It is at times borderlining on absurdity with what he does, and everything is, I'm just want to do my own thing. And, you know, and as much as he was popular with kids and he would visit cancer kids, and which he would do.
Yeah.
But there was nothing wrong with him in this aside from him just trying too hard. You need to have at least some complexity of the characters to make it a compelling and realistic plot.
Well, because when the second part of this film, when it ever comes, I don't know how they're going to deal with it. There's such bad stuff that's going on against him.
Yeah. They had originally in the third act part of one of the accusations that was there, but there was a non-disclosure agreement that it was signed.
They discovered later. But it is a good introduction if you want that. You know, if your kids say, well, who is this MJ, who is he? Well, come on, let's look at it.
Yeah.
And once he starts doing a moonwalk and so on, you say, oh my God.
It's Movie Time is produced and hosted by John DeSando. Listen to broadcast shows Fridays at 4:01 and 8:01 p.m. Read reviews and listen to shows online at wcbe.org.